This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. A special anti-corruption court in Mumbai has ordered the registration of a First Information Report, FIR, against senior officials of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, including former SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Bhoj, in a case related to alleged stock market fraud and regulatory violation. On the third day after the avalanche near Mana village in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand, the rescue team recovered the bodies of the four missing workers. With this, the rescue operation going on for 3 days came to an end. A total of 8 people lost their lives in the incident. 46 workers who were caught in the avalanche were rescued safely and are being treated. In total, 54 workers were affected by the incident. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that this challenging operation was completed.
सभी लोगों ने बहुत प्रयास करके, सेना के लोग हैं, बीआरओ के लोग हैं, आईटीबीपी है, एनडीआरएफ के लोग हैं, एसटीआरएफ के लोग हैं, जिला प्रशासन है, स्वास्थ्य विभाग, खाद्य विभाग, बीआरओ, सब मिलकर बहुत अच्छा किया है। 46 लोग जो हमारे वहां पर जीवित अवस्था में थे, उन सभी को बद्रीनाथ से जोशीमठ शिफ्ट किया। जोशीमठ से 1-2 लोगों को जो हायर सेंटर भेजने की आवश्यकता थी, इनको हायर सेंटर भेजा है। और चुनौतीपूर्ण ये काम था, लेकिन सभी के सहयोग से, सभी के परिश्रम से ये काम आगे बढ़ा है।
It is worth noting that 54 workers working on road construction near Mana village on Friday morning were caught in the avalanche. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in various programs in Jamnagar, Somnath, today on the second day of his Gujarat visit. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited Vantara, an animal rescue conservation and rehabilitation center in Jamnagar district. Mr. Modi offered prayers at Somnath temple. In the evening, Mr. Modi reached Sasangir, where he is chairing the meeting of Sri Somnath Temple Trust. He is the president of the trust. Tomorrow morning, the Prime Minister will take a jungle safari ride in the Gir National Park, the last abode of Asiatic lions. Mr. Modi will also chair the 7th meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasan to discuss national-level issues related to wildlife. This board functions for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forests. The Prime Minister is the chairman of the board. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today said the centre is proactive in developing airports wherever required, keeping in view the public need. Addressing media, along with Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy in Hyderabad, Mr. Naidu said that through the revolutionary Udaan scheme, the government has taken airports to 2-tier cities and tier 3 cities in the country. The minister said the centre is ready to develop another airport in Bhadradri Kothagudem district of Telangana state, as the state has only one operating airport and the centre has given approvals recently for developing of Mamnoor airport near Warangal. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today laid emphasis on the role of innovation and research for development of the country and wanted the country to become a global leader in the fields of science and technology. The Vice President highlighted the need for corporate investment in research, development and innovation. Interacting with the students and faculty at the Indian Institute of Technology, Hyderabad, the Vice President said artificial intelligence is bringing about a paradigm shift in every moment and introducing an era, a new kind of industrial revolution with greater potential challenges and opportunities. Union Minister for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh today emphasized that the government is committed to integrate India's exclusive traditional knowledge with the cutting-edge technology. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India beat New Zealand by 44 runs in the final Group A ODI encounter at Dubai International Cricket Stadium. Tonight, chasing the target of 250 runs, Kiwis were all out for 205 runs in 45.3 overs. For New Zealand, Kane Williamson with 81 was the top scorer. For India, Varun Chakravarti scalped 5 wickets. Kuldeep Yadav took 2 wickets and Hardik Pandya, Akshar Patel and Ravindra Jadeja claimed a wicket each. Varun Chakravarti was declared player of the match. Earlier, as winning the toss, New Zealand opted to bowl. Men in blue scored 249 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.